You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about different life situations, four different Live Your True Life moments. And I believe that some of these moments may hit home with you, and others might not. But the show is going to shine some light into the human condition, what we deal with, the pain, the suffering, and eventually, the silver lining. Finding the truth, accepting it, being a part of it, and if we don't like something, changing it or moving on. Tonight's first Live Your True Life moment, I think, is something that often we go through, we deal with, whether you're female, whether you're male, and we call it the relationship blues, right? When we have a relationship and we're really into somebody, or we're kind of scared that we might not meet the right person, and so we're dating a particular person, whatever it is, and the relationship is just not working out. And, you know, it's kind of like the election recently. You know, you're just trying to find something, some morsel of something that you can cling on to and believe that, yes, indeed, this is the right person. But I think in the very beginning, a lot of times we settle or make choices based on what we think is best for us, based on what we need at the time. And that's something I want to talk about right now, as I often have clients that come into my office and they meet somebody. And at the time, the relation seems good. It's amicable, it's happy, it's easygoing, or it's exactly what they want. And that's what usually happens, is that one person starts growing or evolving or changing, and maybe their needs change. And, you know, let me give you a good example. I recently had a client that came in and we were talking about relationship problems, and they were dealing with a relationship they've been in for several years, you know, close to probably 10 years. And they said that they've been drifting apart, and it's normal and sometimes difficult to keep two people together because it's two people growing and evolving and moving. And, you know, let's not even think about outside issues and stress from the outside life too, because it's not simple to keep a relationship together with social media and all the social outlets and all of what is going on right now. You know, it's hard, because remember back in the day, you know, your parents and my parents, they didn't have Facebook. They didn't have instant messaging where mom or dad could get on instant messaging at midnight and be talking to somebody and it turns into some sort of romantic relationship. That wasn't a possibility. You know, that wasn't a possibility. And so now we have all these societal impacts, both positive and negative, that can impact a relationship in various ways. And if we're not really conscientious about what we're doing in our relationship, we can allow things to get in the way. But a lot of times it's not really the outside source that causes the true issue, right? Isn't the outside source really a symptom, but it's not the problem? Isn't that a diversion, but not the problem? And let me give you a good example. So a client recently came in. They have been together for quite some time, her and her husband. And she said that they were kind of falling apart. They were kind of drifting apart, and she still loved him, and she thinks that he still loves her and all that great stuff. But at the same point in time, it was just the same feelings not there. It's not that same drive. You know, they're still having sex, but it's not the same amount. And, you know, that same feeling's not there. And first off, I want to give a disclaimer. Let's remember one thing, okay? Let's be truly and utterly honest with all of ourselves. It's not going to be the same from the first time that you met, the first month you were together, the first 2 months you're together. Because we, as human beings, it would be different if every single time it was like, you know, like the 41st dates where they, you know, you didn't remember, you know, so it was always constantly something new. You know, it's like the dog taking the ride in the car. It doesn't matter if you drive the same way. It's a ride in the car, gosh darn it. Okay, and this is a big deal. And I think we have to work to get our mind that direction to really feel new experiences, right? But You know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not ever going to feel like day one unless you really, really, really work at it. So get past that. But oftentimes when we meet somebody years ago, there were certain needs. Now, whether these needs were completely on the conscious level or these needs were in the subconscious level, we make choices based on those needs. So let me give a good example of a Live Your True Life moment right now that's happening. And it's happening across the board for so many people because we enter relationships, yes, because you love someone and you care about them and you find the bond that brings you together. But what's the other stuff, okay? The other stuff may be that somebody is more grounded in their day-to-day life. Maybe somebody has a very good job, okay? And so you feel comfortable, so there's that comfortability, more grounded. Maybe y'all came together because there was a pregnancy. Okay, so think about all these added things. And when those things change, or the need basis changes, we have a tendency of not really recognizing that, but instead we see that as a emotional wedge, and we see the relationship teetering and maybe failing at some point in the future. And I think we have to literally kind of, first off, rewrite the way that our brain kind of focuses on things, but also really think about regrouping and figuring out if you can create an even stronger bond where you are. And so this person was dealing with the situation that when they met, she was still going to school, and a lot of us have been there before, and he was in a much better financial position, had a good steady job, was very grounded, very organized, and she was not. And over the years, she's changed. And now her life is very grounded and organized. And she doesn't need him to be, I guess, helping her organize and stay grounded. Because at the time, that's a component that she liked about him. But more than that, that was a component that she needed from him. And when needs and wants change, usually wants change based on needs, right? When those change, the groundedness of him can seem what? Overbearing, stressful. It can almost feel as if you're being micromanaged in your marriage. And I understand that this can be overwhelming because you sit there and you go, well, I can't believe this is happening. But go back and think about the past and realize there's not much difference. It's just the way that you're dealing with the situation in hand. And it's because you don't need it anymore. And so I worked with this client recently, and we kind of sat back and we talked about it. And it's now time for communication. It's now time in a relationship, if you find yourself in a situation similar to this, to open the lines of communication, to sit down with your spouse, to sit down with your loved one and discuss the situation at hand. And you can begin in this situation with, you know, hey, I'm in love with you and I care about you and we are bonded and we have this great relationship. However, I feel smothered by XYZ. And the reason for that is that my life has changed considerably. You know, I have a very steady job. I'm very grounded. And I want you and I want us to be a little more spontaneous in our relationship so we can kind of enter a new chapter in our life. And normally, most people, when you really discuss it, and it might take you several conversations and it might take you several margaritas. I'm not saying that. I'm not going to go on and say that tequila is the right way of defining your home issues, but I'm saying sometimes when we lighten up a little bit and realize this isn't the end of the world, okay? Because let's look at what the worst that can happen, right? The worst that can happen is that you don't see eye to eye and y'all decide to move on, okay? The best thing that could happen is you begin to feel like kids again. You begin to feel like how you were in the beginning of the relationship. And you get to try on a different type of relationship without having to change out the person you're with. Think about it. And it's a very amazing feeling when you figure out how to work in the system that you're in and how to create something magnificent from that system. And I don't want to sit there and say that marriage is a system, but what I'm saying is that when you're in a situation like this and you have vested time and energy and love and sweat and blood, sweat, tears, it's a very interesting concept because you really want to step back because I feel that the only time that you want to dissolve this type of bond is when it's just not working, period, and you have tried everything. And it's either abusive, or it's physically abusive, or it's mentally abusive, or it's so negative and so taxing that it's causing you to feel illness. Outside of that realm, I feel that oftentimes when someone's put, 10 plus years into a relationship, it's really time to evaluate that and to think about it. Is there a way that I can strengthen this? Is there a way that we can create even a stronger bond and even change some of our relationship and morph it to work for what we need now? Because I feel that we go through several different lifetimes in one lifetime. And when I return, I'm going to be talking about these different lifetimes in another Live Your True Life moment. Because when we talk about these different lifetimes with some recent situations with some clients, you begin to understand that life is very fluid. It moves. It's like water. It moves and it changes and it morphs. And when you are able to go with the flow and make changes, you really get rewarded on such a bigger level than you can even dream of. Stay tuned. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the recent videos on there. We're doing some really great stuff with the Good Man Project. We're doing some really neat video compilations on addressing the fact, are you living your true life? Definitely check out Ashley Burgess on YouTube. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about Live Your True Life moments. Some of these are going to hit home to some of you, some won't. But oftentimes we deal with these things on a daily basis throughout our life as an adult, and we graduate and we go through the process. And I've been talking about relationship issues. I've been talking about these issues and resolving differences. And a lot of times in relationships, we start relationships based on certain needs and desires. They're based on love. They're based on caring. They're based on a specific bond that you have. But a lot of times we get into a relationship with all those three things, but then outside of that is the needs that we have, the desires that we have. Okay. And one of those good examples of that is I recently had a client that came in and she thought that her marriage was kind of falling apart. And really, it was based on the fact that when she married her husband, she needed a man that was very grounded. He was a very grounded man. He had a very good job, and she was still going through school. And now things have changed. She's completely grounded. She has an amazing job, and she feels like he is micromanaging, that he's kind of smothering her. And so, like I was talking about in the last segment, it's time to have that conversation because we graduate at different levels of our life, and we're all learning and growing, we hope. I think that the only relationships that deserve to be resolved, long-term relationships, are ones that are physical abusive, mentally abusive, right? Or where you're in a relationship where the other person just has not grown up. They will not grow up. They will not get to that level. And so you have such a disconnect between how you feel and how you think that you can't even communicate anymore. And I think most of us don't have that. Most of us are in relationships where we need to have a communication open and we need to discuss just the change in our relationship and step it up. It's our duty to work at something. You know, that you don't go into your job tomorrow and, you know, somebody says something and you just go, screw it, I'm out of here. You know, you kick the trash can over, you throw the computer, you break it in pieces, and you go, you know what, I'm out, guys. See ya. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. No, you deal with ups and downs, just like you deal in a relationship. But in this situation, it's good to sit down. It's good to sit down with your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend and have this conversation, because we as adults go through different lifetimes within one lifetime. And let me explain. We're constantly graduating and learning, and we're constantly getting to different levels of understanding and life and this journey. And this journey that we're on, ebbs and flows and changes. And so when we're able to have this communication, okay, another way that we can understand this communication is, recently I had a client that came in, and they're dealing with issues with their children. And, you know, think about the lifestyle and the lifetime changes as an adult with your child, as a parent with your child, right? You're totally different when you're dealing with your child at age one, okay? They just turned 1 year old, then you are dealing with your child at even age three, even age five, right? What about age 11? What about 14? What about, oh, Lord have mercy, what about 18 years old and they're going to college, huh? So all of these relationships change. You change your relationship with your child because they're not going to accept you to parent them like they were one. You're not over there changing their diaper at 18. Give me a break. And the mental changes and the mental stimulation and the way that you can actually show them love also has to change. Now, why can't we use that direct response and that direct activity in our marriage, in our long-term relationships? Just like the relationship between a parent and a child changes, so does a relationship with a spouse, okay, or a family member. Even think on another technique. I had two clients come in the last month. They're dealing with parents. One parent that needs to go into an assisted living facility, okay? Now think about that. Think about that. And, you know, think about the dynamic changes and the lifetime changes with, you know, that person and their parent. Once they were a child of that parent, the parent was, you know, everything to them. And fast forward, and now the roles have changed. I mean, am I right or am I right? Now you either need to place that parent into assisted living, or you've got to step up to the plate and figure out how you're going to be there to take care of them. The shoes have gone to someone else's foot, and now you are walking in your parents' shoes, directly working to be there for them for their health care, much like how they were there for you when you were too young to take care of yourself. And that's the key, is that these relationships have to morph and change. And I think that a lot of times in our society, instead of working on that long-term work that we need to do with those relationships, what do? Well, we feel that the work is too hard. We feel like this is just too much. There's just too much water under the doggone bridge, and I'm tired of this person. I don't want to see them ever again. Oh, my God. I'm just, like, so tired. I'm so sick and tired of this relationship. But are you really sick and tired of this relationship? But better yet, you think another relationship is going to be different? Yeah, sure, for the first few years. It's going to be a honeymoon, baby. It's going to be all good. If you're lucky, you know, you might not. You might get about 5 months in there, and then you go, oh my God, what have I done? He wasn't this bad, or she wasn't that bad. My God, what have I done? I wonder if she'll take me back. Oh, God. Think about it. And oftentimes, because of our society being so disposable, and unfortunately, many people still don't recycle or reuse stuff. Instead, we just throw it away into the landfills. We do that same idea into our relationships. Well, you know what? I'm getting tired of John. He just bugs me. We have been together for so long. Got to be somebody better. Ooh, look at this guy, Mark. He looks cool. Because you know what? Later down the road, you're going to have those same issues. It's weird how that happens, right? When we don't deal with our own crap, how it comes back around and bites us in the butt. I know. And it's just another person that doesn't look like the last one, but doggone it, there's a lot of similar characteristics. Or maybe you pick someone pretty off their rocker, and that's a totally another deal because the other person from the past looks like a piece of cake. And I find that these live your true life moments, like I like to call them, they happen all the time. These things occur, whether it's dealing with our kids, dealing with the marriage, dealing with a parent, and rearranging our lifetimes, what matters to us, and allowing them, okay, to understand what also matters to us. So let me give you a good example before we get into the next segment, which is what I'll be talking about, is our personal adjustments and how, because, you know, we do deal with relationships all the time, and relationships are the cornerstone to our life. The relationships we have directly relate to the quality of our life, and that directly relates to how we deal with life, right? But our personal relationship with ourself is one that changes and morphs and is very interestingly dynamic, right? When we allow it to be. Otherwise, it can be painstaking and painful because we ebb and flow and we change. And what matters most to me now didn't matter to me very much probably then. And the things that mattered to me then don't matter that much now. I mean, besides, you know, like material goods, I remember when I was younger, and you know, all I thought about was the labeled handbag, the top manufactured luxurious handbag, and oh my gosh, I have to have one. All my friends have one, and oh my god, or everything. You start thinking about that kind of stuff, and I think as we get older, and I think that you know what I'm talking about, oftentimes that stuff goes by the wayside, and we realize that the relationship with ourselves and how we accept ourselves and how we allow ourselves to be and how our acceptance directly correlates with our peace of mind. Because acceptance of self directly relates to our peace of mind. If we accept ourselves, we're at peace, we feel good, and we have gratitude. Stay tuned. I'm going to be talking more about peace of mind and how this directly relates to some Live Your True Life moments. Don't forget, we're on Facebook, live Facebooking right now on my page, Ashley.Burgess. We're Facebooking right now. And also on the Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, Live Your True Life Perspectives page on Facebook. Stay tuned and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time and be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about Live Your True Life moments. The moments that most of us have gone through, the moments that some of us are currently going through, and the moments that some of us will eventually go through. And all of these are very monumental when you think about it, because this is the human condition. This is what we're doing here on the planet. FYI, note to you. Yes, note to you. This is what we're doing on the planet. This is why we're here, is to have these relationships with other people, to have the relationship with ourself, and to deal with different levels of acknowledgement, personal understanding, love, gratitude, joy, all these different things that coalesce to give us a life that we've always dreamed of. And recently, in a Live Your True Life moment, I had a client come in, and he was talking about how he just feels kind of isolated. He feels isolated because he feels as though his friends, his lifetime friends and him, don't have a lot in common. He said he was out the other night with some friends, and you know, these were his go-to buddies, and he just felt this, well, I mean, he said they've never been like overly loving or caring. I mean, they're guys, you know. You go out and you have drinks and you hang out and you get, you know, you talk, but yet there was a depth there. There was a depth there because they've known each other for a long time, and they could really talk about things and stuff. But he's starting to realize, he said, I just don't know how much I have in common. It seems that the stuff that they're dealing with, well, it just isn't the stuff that I'm dealing with. And I feel like a lot of them are dealing with stuff that I don't think I'll ever deal with. And so I was asking him, I said, tell me what's going on. He said, well, a lot of his guy friends, are dealing with baby mamas and going through the process of dealing with this kind of trauma to see their children. And he's not going through that. And I said, you know, maybe there's something to be learned from that. But I said, oftentimes when people take another road and make different choices, their life is surrounded. It's like circling the wagons with the choices they've made. And when you're in a certain lifestyle or you're dealing with a certain situation, you are bombarded by that situation. And, you know, the thing is that he might not be dealing with that, but your friends are. And so we talked more about it. And, you know, I said, you might want to have a conversation with your friends and discuss y'all's connection, because there's got to be something that's keeping y'all together, but maybe there's something that you haven't thought about. Because a lot of times when things are going that direction with friends, we either try to keep it at that level, like try to keep it like it was back when we were 18, and everybody's talking about the shenanigans back then and all the stuff we pulled off. Remember when we went to jail together? That was crazy. Oh my God. Oh my God. I remember that. And you think about those kind of things and you talk about it all the time. But when we do that, it's fun sometimes, but the relationship itself doesn't have a chance to grow. Right? Because we're stagnant in the past. We're constantly hanging out and talking about the past when we need to be addressing the present moment and maybe some future plans together. And I think that's something that can really create camaraderie, is realizing that you can capitalize on the past, but it's time to create new and lasting memories that are addressable to your age group, okay? I'm not saying go to jail again and get into a bunch of trouble. No, I mean, I guess if you wanted to, that's fine. But I'm talking about finding some stuff that y'all can really relate on, finding some activities that you can do together. Maybe it's joining a league and doing something like that. Maybe it's, you know, who knows what it is. But there's something that y'all can figure out that can take the relationship to another level. And I think oftentimes we kind of get stagnant in our relationships because we don't really know if it can change, but we haven't really thought about doing anything. You know, I mean, it's both sided here. It's not just one sided. Because think about it, you know, and if you're in a situation like that, and you feel as though your buddies and you don't have much in common, what do you think your buddies are thinking? I mean, some of them probably, you know, they don't care. But I think some people would be like, God, it's like every time I hang out with this guy, you know, it's like we just don't have anything in common anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to start putting some distance. And that's a sure sign when there's distance, when people don't feel like there's any growth to be done. But let's talk about a side note real quick. Some friendships will last a lifetime. Okay. Some friendships are going to last a lifetime and it's going to be the most amazing friendships, but they're going to morph and ebb and flow through different processes in life. Man, it's going to grow. You're going to have fights and arguments too, probably. But then you're going to be happy and loving and you're going to be there, you know, for the rest of each other's lives. But then there's going to be relationships that come and go. You're going to hang out with them at some point and then they're going to be missing for a few months and then they'll come back around. Then you're going to have relationships that had their season. They had their day in the sun, and that's it. They don't last for an entire lifetime, and that's okay. But we have to be willing to allow these types of relationships in our life to be able to grow. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. To be able to grow, we have to have these relationships in our life. And I'm going to give a sad example. But an example nonetheless that we learn a lot from is that there are people out there that have children, right? And the children are born with diseases and they die at a very young age. Yeah, and it's painful. You don't think it's painful to put your kid to rest when you're the parent? My God, it's excruciating. That's why a lot of the marriages and relationships like that don't last, because there's this big bridge, because there's an emotional issue there that the people can't talk, because there's a lot of stuff there. There's a lot of agony and sadness, and could it have been my fault? Did I take anything during pregnancy that caused it? Is there anything that I could have done to change it? Better yet, oh my God, are my genetics failing me? Or better yet, my God, I can't believe we lost a child. This is not right. This is against human nature. But even in those situations, we have to sit back as parents and recognize what we learned from that child. I mean, the amazing things that we get from relationships, no matter how short the relationship, is beneficial. And some of you might be out there saying, hey, I'm not hanging out with so-and-so anymore because they made my life a living hell. A living hell, I tell you. Oh, my God. You know, it was no peas and carrots together, Jenny. This was hell. And if that's the case, did you learn something from the relationship? Did you learn what you didn't want? Did you learn what not to be? Did you learn the things that were just going to throw you over the edge? I bet you did. Wherever and whatever we learn, as long as we learn it and we take it in and we grow from it, and that growth could begin very upside down in a way where we're depressed or we're going through a process. But throughout that process, if we can see the light, we can use that force to impact our life and the impact of the lives of others for the good. And that's what's so essential when we're thinking about live your true life moments, these moments in time. Some of these moments seem overwhelming. Some feel critical. Some feel as though you're out of control. There's a lot of different spices to the situation. However, when we realize that we are always somewhat in control of our emotions, at least, right? We're somewhat in control about knowing what we want, what we don't want. And I think these things all have to be taken into consideration, because we are here to grow and to learn. And once we stop learning, what? We're dying. You got to get busy living or get busy dying. Check out the website. I got this new cool facelift to this website, guys. It's amazing. Awesome video content. We are talking heavy, awesome, perfectional. Well, not maybe perfect. And it's not heavy. It's not like it's heavy stuff. It's light and airy, too. Great, great content that you can check out. And it's free. I know, F-R-E-E, free is a great word. I like that word. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives, with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. And, I don't know. What am I supposed to say here? Be back this time in two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about Live Your True Life moments. A lot of these moments we've been through, you've been through, I've been through, you're going through them, or you're gonna go through them. I know, right? Crazy stuff. The relationships we have with our lovers, our spouses, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our children. The relationship we have with ourselves. The internal relationship that we have with ourselves, because if we're right with us, then you know what? We're pretty much right with anybody, right? And we have to really focus on these things, because this is the reason why we're here, okay? These are the true reasons why we're here. And when we find that personal acceptance with ourselves, and like what I was talking about in the first segment about those personal adjustments, you know, because we're all adjusting and changing and morphing and growing as we go through this process of life. And we have to realize that our relationships will also grow and morph and change. And the one thing that we have to really rely on is the opening of the communication valve, right? Open that communication valve. Time to open it up. Because that's all we got. Because even though sometimes I think my husband thinks I can read his mind, maybe I do, but all the time I can't. I don't want to try. And I think a lot of us kind of fall into that. Oh, well, they can read my mind. They can think what I'm thinking. They know what I'm doing. They know what's up. No! You've got to illuminate it for them. And sometimes we have to talk it out with ourselves. Heck, half of us talk to ourselves. I don't, okay? Y'all are crazy. You talk to yourselves? Just kidding. No, but seriously, right? Most of us talk to ourselves. I've talked to myself before, sure. I'll throw that out there. But we're talking about concepts. We're trying to get something out on paper, trying to understand where we're going. We're A to B. We're trying to figure all this stuff out. So think about how communication has to be with someone else. Like, I like to draw a picture sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, because it's easier to draw a picture than to talk in words. Because think about it. Everybody has a different perspective based on their past, based on their experiences, based on their life. And because my perspective is different from your perspective, we got to bridge that perspective gap, right? That's key. That's from A to B, is to bridge that perspective gap so that we always understand where the other person's coming from and they always understand where you're coming from, because you're absolutely putting that out there. And when we put ourselves out there and we allow ourselves to be understood and to acknowledge the situation, we can make something way more beneficial than we ever could have when we're not defining the situation. And I find oftentimes that in this society that we live in, we find it more disposable than ever. We have a tendency of seeing relationships that should be long-term and not really finding that wherewithal in ourselves to really create something of a lasting value. And I'm not saying that every marriage is going to last, okay? I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that I think more relationships than not could have lasted longer or could have lasted the test of time if many of us realize that a lot of the problems that we go through in one relationship is only going to come to us in the next relationship. Does that make sense? When I have clients that come into my office and they tell me that they're going to move, they've found that they've decided they're moving, they're leaving town, they hate it here, they can't seem to meet people, they're overwhelmed, I'm just going to move to another state and start my life over again because it's going to be way better. Well, you know, for the most part, it's not. Okay? I know, it's shocking, but for the most part, it's not. Because usually the problems that we have are the internal problems that we have. Those internal problems and issues that we have can also be, I would say, echoed by people around us. So our family members and friends or whatever could be pushing that also on us. And yes, to some degree, you might want to reevaluate some of the people you were spending large concentrations of time with. But oftentimes, when people are coming down on you or trying to make decisions for your life, if you're not under the age of 21 and that's your parents, then the other reason for it is because you are demonstrating to other people that you cannot take care of your own life. Think about it. Okay? And when you demonstrate that to someone, or you're so unsure of yourself that you are constantly questioning everything you do, what do you think the end result is going to be with other people around you? Think about it. If I'm constantly questioning my direction in life and why I'm doing this, like, for example, let's just say, what if I was hanging out with my good friend and I said, I don't even know why I'm a therapist anymore. I don't even know why I'm a life coach anymore. I don't even know why I'm a syndicated talk show host. I don't even know why I'm doing this TV show called The Celebrity Perspective. I don't know why. People are going to be like, well, I don't know why either. What do you think you want to do? You want to go back to school and get your law degree? You talked about that a long time ago. That might work out. I mean, you would be a good lawyer. Okay. What else are they going to say? Because I don't have any guidance and direction in the way that I'm feeling right now. And so people try to come up with solutions for you. That's the way human nature is. I do the same thing. Well, I'm a therapist, but I normally don't lead people down the primrose path just to give them a canned response. I like to help people find their own solutions based on me showing them a different perspective to open their mind's eye in a way that they haven't opened it before. And all of a sudden it goes, whoa, it's an epiphany. And they have an epiphany on the couch sitting there each and every time they come in. And why is that? Because I help them see their life from a different perspective that they haven't looked at. It's a bird's eye view that they haven't been aware of, okay? But oftentimes when you're talking to your family and friends, you know, who aren't like, you know, trained in a certain way, they're going to try to help you find solutions. I have seen so many people come into my office who were questioning their existence, questioning their direction, questioning their career, questioning. And then they start talking to their friends about these questions and they start asking them. And guess what? Then they get really extremely lost. Now, what am I going to do? You know, I was selling real estate and I was having a bad few months and hadn't sold anything in a long time. And I told some friends how much I can't stand real estate. And I don't know, maybe I should enroll back in school. I always thought about being a psychologist. You know, I mean, I am like kind of in my mid-40s. I don't know. I mean, you think that's a good idea? I'm completely lost. I have no idea what I'm going to do. Maybe I should just go and start working at a restaurant. Just screw all this. I don't know what to do. And what happens is that we get lost in the shuffle. We get lost in that shuffle. And that shuffle becomes this kind of internal questioning of ourselves. And so right now, think about it. You know, just to get back on target, and I'm sure most of you are, but ask yourself maybe a few questions right now. Am I where I want to be? Am I where I want to be? Okay. Yes or no? Yes, no. If not, why not? Where do you want to be at? What do you see in the future? What do you want? What do you feel like you're missing in your life? Where do you want to go? What are some of the things that you want to do? Start writing some of these down. Put them on a little piece of paper. Stick them on your computer. You know? Put them somewhere you look at all the time. You know, ask yourself a second question. Besides, am I happy? Am I where I want to be? But the next one is there something I can do today? Is there something I can do tomorrow to better my life situation? Because it's really up to us, right? And we have to value ourselves. And it took me a while to find that value within myself. And I'm still working on it on a daily basis to have that self-esteem and to cultivate that. But as we cultivate that more and more, we find self-assurance. We find that we can personally adjust to these changes in our life. And not only do we have love and care and bond with our outside relationships, guess what? We internally have love, a care for ourselves, and an internal bond for our connection. Stay tuned. Check out the website. Go to Facebook, Ashley Burgess. Facebook, Live Your True Life Perspectives. On Twitter, on YouTube, Ashley Burgess. And remember, it's up to you to live your true life. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in 3 shakes.